This is the story of a team who really didn't understand the notion of quitting, because to them, every failure was one step closer to success. Today's story is called The 52nd Attempt.
Welcome to The Story. In this season of The Story, we highlight eight individuals who underwent radical personal transformations to better serve themselves, their loved ones, and civilization. And now, on to The Story.
The nights were long, and the three friends were losing hope. Winter settled on the Finnish town they called home, and the days grew cold and dark. In that part of the world, the sun crept above the horizon for only a few hours each day, and the rest of the time, the sky was inky black. But it could be worse. Just a few miles north, the sun never made an appearance in winter. The world seemed to be in a constant stage of nightfall. That part of winter above the Arctic Circle is known as polar night. During polar night, the sun doesn't rise above the horizon for 51 days. Despite the dreary days, the team of three friends continued to show up to work. It was 2009, and they were building their vision of a successful computer game. The three of them started working together back in 2001 on a school project. Now, they had been at it for almost a decade, with little to show for it. On that particular winter morning, they headed to their office space. They had just released another game into the ether. They held their breath and waited for the results. They decided to give it a month. Then they would know if they'd created a hit. The first week results were dismal. The second week results were no better. The third week results? Disappointing. One more week, and then they would call it keep going or give up. They checked the results, and their hearts sank. After so many attempts to make a great game, they found themselves in a polar night that would test their souls. To break up the worry, they decided to go out for dinner to reflect on their eight-year journey, which started back in college. When they first teamed up, enthusiasm ran high as they dreamed of making a computer game. They were young. They expected immediate success. Soon, the reality and drudgery of day-to-day work set in, and the idea lost some of its allure. It wasn't long before their initial visions of building a successful computer game faded, and they resigned themselves towards toiling in obscurity. The beautiful thing about obscurity is it gives you time to hone your craft. It provides a chance to become better before the corrupting influences of the world derail your vision. While their college classmates were out partying, adopting new addictions and honing bad habits, the three friends embraced their work. They kept learning, tinkering, and launching games whenever they could find time outside of classes. Soon, the mastermind they formed started producing results. Their peers took notice, and so did the school. In 2003, the small team entered and won a mobile game competition sponsored by their school and HP. They created a silly little game called King of the Cabbage World. Then, a local game studio took notice and offered to buy it. These were the first signs that they were onto something. They accepted the offer, reworked the game for the buyer, and then renamed it Mole War. The three students and the local studio relaunched Mole War, and it was one of the first successful, commercial, real-time, multiplayer mobile games on the market. At this point, the three friends had money in the bank. Not much money, but enough to distract the average college student. But these three friends kept perspective. They did the unthinkable. They set up a company, put their heads back down, and worked even harder, developing and launching more games. 2 years later, the three secured their first small investment from a local angel. Those funds gave them enough money to keep going, and they ramped up their efforts. The team practiced their craft and became prolific, launching 51 more games over 8 years. Yet none of these games were the breakouts they hoped for, though. And they found themselves in the heart of winter, heading to their studio space to work. And their 52nd attempt was going nowhere. Doubt crept in like fog in the night. Was a massive success even possible? After all, the digital store that sold their game was fairly new, and the mobile phone system that the game was designed for was also pretty new. The future of it wasn't yet certain. What's more, the company that created the phone and digital store was new at even making mobile phones. At the moment they were ready to pronounce the game dead, they were shocked to receive an email from that phone company. It was short, simple, and addressed to their company name, not any of their names. The letter said, "Dear Rovio, we're excited to let you know that your app, Angry Birds, has been featured by our editorial team. If you have any questions or wish to change the cover art on the feature page, please let us know." The email was from a member at the editorial team at the Apple App Store. After Apple featured it, Angry Birds would slowly climb the paid charts to number one. They would go on to hold that number one ranking longer than any other app. Angry Birds made its grand entrance into the cultural zeitgeist and produced billions of dollars in sales. Those three friends, Niklas Head, Jarno Vakavainen, and Kim Dekert, didn't try just a few things on their way to success. They perfected their skills for years and launched dozens of games. They'd endured 51 failed attempts, just like 51 days of no sun during the polar night. But their first 51 attempts were all iterations toward their breakout. By the time they launched Angry Birds, their skills and talents were noticed by the App Store customers and the editorial team at Apple. When we execute consistently over years and achieve small daily goals, we can't help but move closer to our dreams. Along the way, we never know where our efforts will be aided by serendipity, or the eighth wonder of the world, compounding. When we think big, but still possess the humility and faith to take daily small steps, magic happens. Eventually, our skills and expertise reach a tipping point. The beautiful thing about business or working on a team that's improving over time is that if you keep going, you'll eventually win. Whether you have to go through 52 or 999 or 9,999 attempts, if you're improving and being honest with yourself, you'll win. Those who can endure each failed attempt have the greatest chance of winning the greatest victories. You and your team only need to be really right once. Yes, you'll need many small victories, but ultimately, it just takes a single moment of being really right in order to break out. So many people get stuck in the quicksand of the first 999 attempts, but it's that adversity that forges the mindset you need to persevere. Remember Thomas Edison's insight when working on the light bulb? He said, "I've not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." No matter how many attempts you make, no matter how old or young you are, no matter how many failures you've endured, keep going. Abraham Maslow provided a North Star for the type of mindset we need when he said, "If I were dropped out of a plane into the ocean and told the nearest land was 1,000 miles away, I'd still swim. And I'd despise the one who gave up." No matter what, hold your head up and keep swimming. If delusions of stopping swimming or refusing to tread water fill your mind, reject them. When we're exhausted, stopping and sinking into obscurity is easy. If you're engaged in rigorous self-improvement, at times you will feel like you've been dropped in the ocean, 1,000 miles from land. Temptations to give up will taunt you. The deep, dark abyss of the ocean or the dark polar night will beckon. Resist them and keep going. Interestingly, from ancient Greeks to the present day, there are an abundance of stories of dolphins arriving out of the blue to rescue shipwrecked sailors or fend off sharks. In the modern economy, there are great angels and allies who, with the right partnership, will work on your behalf. If you present them the right proposition, they wield the power to rescue you at the exact moment you feel like giving up. You might be in a first-world struggle of building your startup or in a life struggle that most of us can only imagine, But help can come in surprising forms. Sometimes it's a person, other times it's a company. So no matter what, keep going. Keep swimming, keep improving. And remember that if you've put in the work and you are good enough to break out, then be patient. Eventually, the miracle will find you. It worked for the team at Rovio. It can work for you. That's their story. What's yours going to be?
The story is brought to you exclusively by Salesforce, the world's number one customer relationship management platform. More than 150,000 businesses are using Salesforce to blaze their own trails to success. You can learn more at salesforce.com. The story is created by our team at mission.org, a media company and podcast network.